Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم أنت ذاكر جيران بذي سلام ما زدت دم وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين وَجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. So first, we keep in front of us Allama Busayri Rahimullah's what he has said in his stanzas about the Quran Sharif. So if you see آيَاتُ حَقٍ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَنِ مُحْدَثَةً, the verses of truth from the Most Merciful, newly heard, the Quran Sharif is قَدِيم and مُحْدَثَةٌ, verses of the truth from the Most Merciful, newly heard to our ears. But the Quran Sharif, so there's, you have to remember these aspects. When you speak of Nuzul, the Nuzul of the Quran Sharif, Nuzul al-Quran, where do you start? So you say, you know, the auspicious night Laylatul Qadr, which is mentioned in Surah Al-Qadr. Inna أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. The Quran Sharif is, we revealed it on the night of Qadr. So, how did this happen? And I shared with you last week as well, I said to you that our Hindu neighbor, he asked an intelligent question. And I said, I was just locking up and then he said, I just got one question quickly. You people say that the Quran was revealed on this night, which is coming in your last 10 nights of Ramadan. So what's so auspicious about that night? So I explained to him, it's better than 1,000 months. So he then said, okay, but you say on this night the Quran was revealed, but then wasn't the Quran Sharif revealed? They don't say Sharif and Majid. This is signs of a believer. He honors. وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Chapter 22, verse 32. And that is in Surah Al-Hajj. Whoever sanctifies the symbols of Allah, then this emanates due to the taqwa of the hearts. So you add these titles, you add these beautiful titles, qualities of the Quran Sharif. So I said, Quran Sharif was revealed on this night. So he said, but then how come you also say that it was revealed to Muhammad over a period of 23 years? How did this happen then? So we say, okay, see, let's explain to you now. Over the wall, you're having this conversation. And it's like past, I just came back from Tarawih. So it's approximately about 10 o'clock, you could say. So I said to him, and this is beautiful conversation. We love to explain deen and Allah increase us. For all, each one of us, we love to speak generally. That's your, should be your nature, to love to speak about deen. So I said, see, that's from the Lawhul Mahfud, which is a preserved tablet, from there to the heavens of the earth, to the skies of the world, this was in one shot. That was one shot. Then from there, and I said, you probably heard of Gabriel, Jibril alayhi salam, we say. Jibril alayhi salam used to come with it bit by bit, piecemeal. This is Tanzil. Piecemeal. And like this, there was many benefits that accrued due to this particular methodology as opposed to, if you would say, Musa alayhi salam, the Torah came one shot. So this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to reveal the verses, the Quran Sharif, gradually. What does this do? See, if I tell you something is brand new, something you've heard for the first time, and the Quran Sharif, you can read it over and over and over again. Allah keep it like that, because when the hearts are now dead, deceased, we're living, we're walking, we're breathing, but the hearts are deceased, then you can read the Quran Sharif, but there will be that sort of a hollow response, because you're not stimulated, you're not activated, your iman spiritually is lacking, so you don't have that relation with the Quran Sharif. Allah save us from such conditions. That is called in tasawwuf, when you are moving away from ibadat and you're moving away from worshipping Allah, then this year is called qabd. Qabd. In Urdu you say qabz. Qabz. Qabd means that snatching away of that ability to do good deeds, to engage. Before you used to get the loving joy of, now it's been snatched away. Allah save us from such. And we must constantly make the dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. Constantly as well, renew your iman. Say, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. So coming back to this, gradually, over a period of 23 years, what's the result of this? It strengthens the heart. So sometimes you read something, but over much recitation, then you get bored of it. But the Quran Sharif is not like that. And you will see there is a particular stanza that Allama Busairi Rahimullah brings in this particular chapter, where he says that you never get tired of its recitation, even though you repeat it over and over and over and over again. This is that beauty of it. The beauty of the Quran Sharif. The beauty of the Quran Majid. So you can read and read with iman, but will you ever get and say that, you know what, I've read and now I'm satiated? The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, narration of Tirmidhi, لا يشبع منه العلماء. The ulama, they will not become satiated by its recitation. They will just have that thirst and hunger for more and more and more and more. So I said, he was very happy with us, yeah. And you give him one wisdom amongst, there's so many other wisdoms also, but there's no time to go to through each. If you want to, just one more I'll give you. So certain laws had to be the mindset of whom the Quran Sharif was revealed to initially, meaning at that current, it's revealed now till the end of time. That's the Quran Sharif for us, our constitution. But who it is upon now, they have to sort of work themselves to living the Quran Sharif now. So to prepare their minds, certain laws had to come down gradually. Otherwise, instantly it would be too cumbersome, difficult. So that is why Allah subhanahu, that's another wisdom. We won't say why, because Allah does things according to how He wants to. We can only state this is a wisdom. But the strengthening of the heart, this all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it. Allah speaks about it. Nonetheless, these particular laws such as alcohol, if it had to come down one shot, it would be difficult. But gradually weaning them off, and then the final law, till Qiyamah now, alcohol haram. But initial stages, preparation of the minds of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So that's just another wisdom behind it. When we look at the ayat, the verses of the Quran Sharif, so you will see, and this ayatu haqqim min ar-Rahmani muhdatha, the miracle of the Quran Sharif. It is the verses of truth. Initially we said to you miracles. Here we're speaking about the verses of the Quran Sharif, because we said ayat has different meanings. But here we're saying it is referring to ayat, the verses of the Quran Sharif, the Quran Majid. Thus it continues. So he says, now to clarify, because you don't want to get this misconception now, and you can see how deep-rooted Allama Abu Sayri rahimullah was in his aqidah too. So muhdatha, newly heard to the ears. But in the next, he says, qadimatun sifatul mawsufi bil qidami, eternal, which is the quality of Allah who is described with eternity. Eternity, which is quality of Allah, who is described with eternity. The Quran Sharif is Qadim. Quran Sharif was even before the creation of time. Allah knows best when that was, when it went from Allah's Kalam, we say. So when it went on to the Lawhul Mahfuz, when was this now? Nobody knows that. So the Quran Sharif is eternal because it is the speech of Allah, who is ever living eternal. If Allah is eternal, ever living, then the Quran Sharif is also eternal. Like he who will always exist, the Quran Sharif will always exist too. Solve so many issues which people are suffering with regards to the Quran Sharif and understanding it. That it is Qadim. It is Allah, you can't say, it's irrespectable to say it is as old as Allah, because Allah is not old. Allah doesn't have, he is the beginning, and he was, is, and will always be. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't come into existence. This is the meaning of Ahad. He didn't come into existence. He was always. This is in fact the meaning of Lam Yalid wa Lam Yulad. He didn't come out of something, nor was he the result of something. We say beget and begotten. But if you see, it is, he did not come out of something. Nor did he give birth, nothing came out from him, no children, and nor did he come out of something. Allah grant us tawfiq. When you look further, لَمْ تَقْتَرِنْ بِزَمَانٍ, it is not connected with any period of time. وَهِيَ تُخْبِرُنَا, yes, it does inform us. When you read it, you think you're reading a current print of what's happening in the world currently. That's how current the Quran Sharif is. So now I want to show you something. We just turn quickly to Surah At-Tawbah. There's not much time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this verse here, verse 67. I'll read the verse for you, and then we're going to go. So if you're looking in our Quran Sharif, this Miyasfam print, we are turning to page 274. I want you to follow with your eyes. I want you to follow and see what we're learning here. Surah At-Tawbah is chapter, surah number 9. And the juz, the para is wa'lamu. And the page number we are busy with is 274. Let's learn a quick lesson. And listen to the style and the beauty and the eloquence of the Quran Sharif. So you're going to use two pages, 274, 275. Mostly the bottom of the page. So where the ruku starts on page 274, if you're following with your own eyes, you will read with me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم المنافقون والمنافقات بعضهم من بعض يأمرون بالمنكر وينهون عن المعروف ويقبضون أيديهم نسوا الله فنسيهم إن المنافقين هم الفاسقون. So quickly, المنافقون والمنافقات. The hypocrite males and the hypocrite females, they are alike. They're one from another. It's just one from one group from another group. They are one in the same. بَعْدُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدُ. That's the meaning of that. Now, together keeping in mind this verse, let's just go over to the next page first. So page 275, and we are looking at verse 71. So the verse starts on page 275, but we're going to be crossing over to page 276 shortly. But look at this comparison here, the tashbih. The mu'mineen wal-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat. So when you saw, just glance back at that page, and that was verse 67 of Surah At-Tawbah, we saw al-munafiquna wal-munafiqat. Here we're looking wal-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat. Can you see the resemblance? In terms of, not the resemblance, in terms of qualities, that is, the munafiqeen, they are chameleons. And when you see the mu'mineen, the believers, they are like palm trees high in the skies. So, see the similarities in terms of how Allah chooses words to oppose. We're not saying similarities in terms of their beliefs, in their ways. No, that's different. But look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala twists their ways and shows you a detailed explanation. So, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. Then you saw, go back, بَعْدُهُمْ بَعْدُهُمْ يَتُو. الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ بَعْدُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدُ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Then we cross over verse 71 of Surah At-Tawbah. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْدُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْدُ. They are friends with one another. What's the difference between the munafiqeen and the mu'mineen? The munafiqeen, ya'muruna bil munkar. Various places you'll see ya'muruna bil ma'ruf, but they are twisted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also shows you ya'muruna not bil ma'ruf. Hey, they command evil. Ya'muruna bil munkar. They instruct ya'muruna bil munkar. They instruct evil. And the believers, go back to verse 71, Surah At-Tawbah, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. They call towards goodness. Go back to the munafiqeen, وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمَعْرُوفِ. When it comes to goodness, they hold back, they keep you back, they stop from good. And when the believers, وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, they stop from evil. That's how it's supposed to be. They stop from evil. Now you go back to the munafiqeen. وَيَقَبِضُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ. They hold back their hands. This is to explain to you figuratively that they are very miserly in their ways. They are miserly in their ways. So, وَيَقَبِضُونَ أَيْدِيَهُمْ. When it comes to the believers, Allah explains, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. They establish salah. And وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ. They don't hold back. They pay their zakat. They don't say money is, this is, we're paying taxes, so zakat gets fixed in there. No, no. They pay. And also another quality of theirs, وَيُتِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. And they obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, Allah says about them, نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَنَسِيَهُمْ. They forgot Allah, so Allah forgets them. Then Allah says about the munafiqeen, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ. That the munafiqeen, they are the real transgressors, they are the real evildoers. Now come to this, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتِ. Allah promises, وَعَدَ means to promise. Allah promises the munafiqeen and promises the munafiqeen males and females. And added to that is wal-kuffar. And the kuffar, what does Allah promise them? نَارَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. everlasting, they will stay in the fire of Jahannam. Hiya hasbuhum, that is sufficient for them. وَلَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ, and Allah's curse is upon them. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ, and a punishment is going to be for them. Now when you come here and you see matching it, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, word for word you can see, but for the believers, there's this sense of happiness, this tranquil feeling. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, Allah promises the believing men, the believing females. There it was, Jahannam everlasting, but for the believers, جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا. So this, they will have these jannat, these gardens with rivers flowing below. In there they will dwell forever. وَمَسَاكِنَ طَيِّبَةً فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ. عَدْن means eternally. So they will reside in these beautiful, pure dwellings in the everlasting gardens. And where they, the munafiqeen, they got Allah's curse. وَلَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهِ, here the believers, they're getting وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ, Allah's pleasure. Pleasure from Allah, this is the greatest. Akbar. This is the greatest. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, This is the great success. Leave your matric certificates, leave your cum laude, leave your degrees. This attaining Jannah, this is your success. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
سلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق